Okay, welcome to pre-Shabbat inspiration and meditation. This is a very, very special Shabbat. There is so much to talk about as we prepare for Shabbat. But before we do that, the whole idea of a pre-Shabbat preparation and using the Friday to get into the spirit of Shabbat is so linked to this Shabbat in a very special way because in this week's weekly portion, the weekly Torah portion, we read about the famous food that the Jewish people ate in the desert for 40 years, where they ran out of food after they came out of Egypt. And the manna, the man, started to fall from heaven. Now, the manna fell every single day, and then it did not fall on Shabbat. And the Torah tells us that God says to Moses, tell the Jewish people that Hineni Mamtir, I'm going to rain down bread from heaven. They can collect it every day, but on Friday, they should collect a double portion. And on Shabbat, they should not collect because on Shabbat it says, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. No one should leave their place. Nobody shouldn't go out to collect on Shabbat. And the commentaries explain that besides the practical application of not collecting man on Shabbat and the practical application of sort of collecting double on Friday. By the way, that's one of the reasons we have two chalot on Shabbat because of the double portion that fell on Friday and so on. But that whole idea is actually a deeper concept. And the concept is that on Friday, you need to put extra effort into preparing for Shabbat. Friday is the day to prepare for Shabbat, to collect double, which means to put extra effort, to invest effort, to get into the zone. Why? Because Shabbat is such a holy day, and Shabbat is a day where we need to be present. We talked about this before. Shabbat is a day of being rather than a day of doing. And in order to be fully present and connect to the holiness and tapping to the energy of Shabbat, it needs the preparation on Friday. And that's the deeper meaning behind the verse, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. No one should leave their space. In other words, if you want to be in the space of Shabbat without leaving, you want to achieve the being present on Shabbat and connecting to the holiness, you need to put effort into the Friday. And the truth is, this is a real concept in Judaism altogether. In Judaism, we have an idea called mitzvot and hechsher mitzvah, which means to prepare for a mitzvah. And the old Hasidic Jews used to say that in a sense, the preparing for a mitzvah is even higher than the mitzvah itself. Now, of course, you need to do the mitzvah, but the preparation is deeper in a way. Why? When one does something good that you have to do, whether it's lighting Shabbat candles or making kiddush or putting a mezuzah on your door or observing a festival, whatever the case is, it can be done very robotically. It can be done mechanically. It can be done because it's a thing you need to do and it's a thing you need to connect to. But where is it expressed that you have a relationship with the experience? In other words, even Shabbat, one can observe Shabbat but not have a relationship with Shabbat. Not connect to Shabbat. One can do a mitzvah, but not have a relationship with the mitzvah. Where does that relationship really manifest itself? It manifests itself in the preparation. When you prepare and you think about ahead of time, you think about, you invest time and effort into getting into the zone, into getting to the mind space of the particular Jewish experience that you're going to experience, that expresses that you're building up a relationship with that experience, not just doing it and then I'm done and I come out the way I came in with nothing, but I'm actually having a relationship with it. So this is the concept we learned from this week's parasha, the idea of preparing for something. And in ancient times, today it's a little bit gone by the wayside, the Friday. Even people who observe Shabbat sometimes, come home a few minutes before Shabbat, very busy from working and so on and so forth, and we sort of fall into Shabbat, but really the Friday is so important. The Friday, it used to be, it's really a lot of effort used to go into, whether it's the cooking or the preparing or looking at the parsha of the week or just getting into the zone. That's the concept of the Friday. It kind of also a little bit ties into another thing. This Shabbat has a very special name. It's called Shabbat Shira, the Shabbat of song. The Shabbat of song. Why is it called the Shabbat of song? Because when the Jewish people came out of Egypt and they came to the Red Sea, and they were being pursued by the Egyptians, suddenly the sea split. As we know, Kriyat Yam Suf, the famous miracle. When the Jews came out of the other side of the ocean and they saw that they were saved, they sang a song, all in unison. Moshe Rabbeinu led the song, Moses led the song, but they sang a song to God to thank him. And because we read that portion on this coming Shabbat, it's called Shabbat Shirah, the Shabbat of Song. But it's interesting that we name the whole Shabbat the Shabbat of Song, because song is a very important thing. Again, same idea. What is the power of song? The power of song is you can talk about something, you can think about something, but when you sing about something, it means it's coming from your depth. You enjoy it, you're present, you have a relationship with it. When you do something with happiness, with song, as we know in Kabbalah, comes from the depth of the heart. It's the pen of the soul. When you sing, when you serve God with sing, with song and happiness, it deepens our relationship, and that is this coming Shabbat. On another whole technique, on another level, this Shabbat also is the anniversary. It's the 10th day of Shvat. In the Hasidic calendar, the 10th day of Shvat is actually significant. It's in 1950, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson, passed away. And it's his yahrzeit. This is in 1950, right? So talking about 75 years ago. So in 1950, Rabbi Yossi Yitzchok Schneerson passed away. It was also the day that his son-in-law, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, of blessed memory, assumed the mantle of leadership. He was the seventh Chabad Rebbe, and he became the leader and really worked so hard to build up the movement and to build up Judaism in a very, very sort of fragile and post-Holocaust world. And he passed away in 1994, but his legacy continues, the inspiration continues, and the movement continues to expand. Now, there's so much to talk about these two great leaders that are connected with the 10th of Shvat. And Kabbalah teaches us that the yahrzeit of a tzaddik, the day of passing of a tzaddik, is a day, it's an opportune day to connect to his energy and his holiness, and has a profound effect on the entire world. And there's so many different aspects and components. I just want to mention one or two things that we can really learn from. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe came to New York. He was escaped from Europe from the Holocaust and arrived in New York in 1940. And within hours of arriving, got to work. He was very fragile. He was very sick for all his suffering that he suffered under communism, Russia, and in Europe and so on. But he got to work right away in building a yeshiva, in spreading Judaism. And then when he was taken over by his son-in-law in 1950 on the 10th of Shvat, the focus was building Jewry after the Holocaust. And one of the things, I spent a number of years in New York learning next to the Rebbe, hearing his talks, hearing his farbrengens, and really sort of being around him and observing him, and also I've learned, so much of his Torah works, volumes, hundreds of volumes of that he published, which is so profound and vast. And there's so many themes that emerge. One of the themes that emerged, and also just from his letters and from the way he talked to people, was you always look forward. You never get stuck in the past. Now, of course, the Rebbe spoke about the Holocaust, and the Holocaust is something that we should not forget, of course. But the purpose of not forgetting is not to forget something that happened in the past. The purpose of not forgetting was to move future, to rebuild. And he saw that vacuum that was left, that devastation, that desolation that was left after the Holocaust, almost as, let's now turn it into an opportunity. There's something, there's a rebirth, there's a rebuilding. And he was always about that. And even when people would come to him and they would talk about things that had happened in the past, he would say, well, the past is gone, we've got a fresh start, you've got to rebuild, you've got to come back. There's always an opportunity. There's always an opportunity for growth. And connected to that growth, he was always demand growth. He was quite on the one level, the Rebbe was a very welcoming and tolerant and compassionate person, and he looked at every Jew with, it doesn't matter what the background of that Jew was, just as a gem, as a diamond, as a something beautiful. But because he saw the depth of every person, he also demanded he would see the potential of every person. Always said that we should always continue to grow and continue to rebuild. I think it's such an important lesson for us, because we get stuck often in our fears, in our past failings, in the things that sort of we hold us back, because we are ruminating on something that happened yesterday, last month, last year, and we kind of can't move forward. And I think one of the strong themes that came in the talk, in the discussions on spiritual growth and moving forward, is this concept that you don't need to be stuck. Every day is a new day. The Rebbe would often talk about the powerful prayer of Modeh Ani in the morning. We get up every morning, it's a fresh day. Modeh Ani, we thank God for giving back our soul. in a fresh, strong way so that we can move forward. We can really start the day again, and we can leave the baggage, let go of the baggage of yesterday, and even the worries of the future, just to be present in today. What can I do today to grow, to connect, to help someone else out, to teach, to inspire? And that's how you build, and that's how you rebuild. So it's a powerful day, and I thought I would just mention that. But I want to conclude just with one idea and then come back to all of this. And one of the other fascinating things that we read in this week's Torah portion is like I said, before the falling of the manna from heaven. Now, the falling of the manna from heaven was an amazing thing, right? People had nothing to eat. They were in the desert with nothing to eat and no resources. And God said, I'll provide you food, food from heaven. And every day it fell, but it fell only what was necessary to fall that day, which means it was a test in real faith. Every day they had to wake up and believe and trust that Hashem will provide for them that day. Now, commentaries tell us that although today we don't have bread from heaven, we have bread from the ground, as we call it, lechem min haaretz. And it seems like we have to, obviously, and that's what God wants us to do, to work, to invest, to be able to receive God's blessing for parnasa, for sustenance and food and resources that are necessary for us to exist. But the lesson from the man is that we shouldn't fool ourselves into thinking that our work and our investment is what creates the blessing. Our parnasa, our sustenance that we receive now, is still food from heaven. Still food from heaven. And that is why Shabbat, coming back to Shabbat and the special Shabbat, the Shabbat of song, Shabbat, we do many things to remember the man from the heaven. We have two chalot, two chalas, because that was the double portion that fell on a Friday. Now, the man didn't fall on a Shabbat, but yet we talk about the man on Shabbat, because Shabbat is a day that we withdraw from work. We try not to work. We try not to do the things that we do during the week. Why? Because working is what we need to do to create the vessel for God's blessing, for sustenance. But once a week, we stop and we say, no, you know what? I have to reconnect to my faith and remember that actually I'm not working today because it's all from heaven. Hashem is the one that gives us and provides. And that's the lesson we learn from Shabbat. That's the lesson we learn from the man. So I just think we need to just pause a little bit and just think about some of these lessons. And before we do that, just one, we talked about growth before and the importance of growing. Another aspect of the Shabbat, which I forgot to mention, which is so important, is that this Shabbat gives blessing to the week. And this coming week is Tu Bishvat. It's the 15th of Shvat, known as the Rosh Hashanah of trees. And again, trees, the same idea. What do we learn from a tree? In fact, the Talmud tells us, based on a verse in the Torah, that the person is compared to a tree. So many different ways. We have roots. Roots is our faith. But also one of the ideas of a tree is that it grows. It grows all the time. It's growth. But growing in a way, growth, when we grow, we can't only grow for ourselves. We also have to grow to inspire others. And that's why the trees that we talk about is fruit trees. That's why Tu Bishvat is accustomed to eat fruit. It's next Thursday. It's accustomed to eat fruit because we need to always remember that our tree needs to grow all the time, but needs to grow in a way where we can produce fruit and inspire others. So let's just pause here for a moment before we finish. And just remember that we're going to a very special Shabbat. And Shabbat, we've talked about, is the concept of being, the ability to stop, just to be, to connect to our inner soul, to remember that at the core of our soul is emunah, our faith, which is the lesson of the man, the manna from heaven. To re-examine, Shabbat is a time to pause, re-examine our values. To think about not only what we do during the week, but why we do it. That ties in to what we talked about before, about building a relationship with God. Shabbat Shira, the Shabbat of song. Preparing for Shabbat is building a relationship with Shabbat. Building a relationship with the things that we do, building a relationship with the mitzvot that we do, building a relationship with the kindness that we do, not just to do it quickly, but to build a relationship with it, to connect to it, to really internalize it. There's no better time to do it, perhaps, than this coming Shabbat, which has all these amazing things, all these amazing concepts, the Shabbat of song, the Shabbat of before the trees, the growth of trees, the Shabbat of faith, the manna from heaven, and the Shabbat to really connect and learn the lesson of growth that we learn from the Yahrzeit of the previous Rebbe and the Rebbe who followed him. The idea of joy, the idea of growth, the idea of moving forward, the idea of not being stuck in the past, and just connecting on a very deep level. So that was a lot to digest in 15 minutes, but I want to wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom and only good things in the coming week. All the best.